people who ran the organisation Music for Youth, they saw us at this event in the atrium in Cardiff and wanted us to play the national events, which was in Birmingham in the O2 Academy, which was a massive thing for us. We played that, and then they wanted us to... Most of the band, bearing in mind, most of the bands in this thing were school bands organised by secondary schools, and we were just something that... We were just sort of independent, if you like. And then we got asked, after the Birmingham gig, to play in London in the Royal Albert Hall in the BBC Proms, but it's the school's proms, so it's all based around Music for Youth and young people, but we were one of the only rock and pop bands, if you like, for want of a better word. It was mostly jazz ensembles and classical groups, so, but yeah, it was an amazing experience playing in the Royal Albert Hall. Don't think we're gonna really achieve anything that crazy again, but It was fun. It's like a 3,000 capacity venue, and it was pretty much full.
Well, to be honest, the most gigs I'm not very nervous, because we play a lot of gigs in medium small venues, so it's not a big deal. But the Royal Albert Hall is the only time I've really played a gig, and it's like, you know, going on stage in like primary school or something. You're really nervous about it, and it was scary playing in front of that many people, especially because we played... There is a stage at the back of the hall, but we played on this little thing in the middle of the hall, so we basically...
Yeah,
there was it was playing in something so big like that, it was pretty much like playing outside, but, you know, everywhere you look up and there's people there looking at you. Everywhere you look, there's eyes fixed on you. And it's a very odd experience. It is hard to explain. Yeah.
We played a local gig earlier that year for a local youth music festival, and which we're heavily involved in, and it was I've had this anxiety ever since, because my fly zip on my pants, my trousers was undone, and no one told me, and everyone was laughing, but it was like an anxiety dream, and I kept having that dream before the Royal Albert Hall gig. I was like scared it was going to happen, but yeah, it didn't happen, but yeah, I have that anxiety ever since.